I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama today called for a coordinated international effort to help the people of Haiti, and he vowed unwavering U.S. support for the earthquake-stricken nation. The full extent of the damage and the number of people killed are still not known, but images coming out of Haiti show widespread devastation. The World's Matthew Bell has more on the aid effort that's just getting underway.
One of the thousands of buildings in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, that collapsed today was the five-story headquarters for the United Nations.
We need more people down here! We need more people down here!
The collapse buried many of the UN workers inside, including the head of the UN mission for Haiti. Aid groups say they were overwhelmed today, with no power, no phones, and many roads unusable. Groups like Doctors Without Borders struggled to make contact with staff members in Haiti. Hospitals either collapsed or were damaged and had to be evacuated, and the numbers of people in need of first aid simply overwhelmed aid teams on the ground. President Obama said the U.S. commitment to Haiti must be unwavering in this hour of need.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated and aggressive effort to save lives.
The president said the U.S. military was conducting overflights to assess the damage. Civilian and military assistance teams were beginning to arrive in Haiti, and more equipment and personnel were being prepared for the aid effort.
Because in disasters such as this, the first hours and days are absolutely critical to saving lives and avoiding even greater tragedy, I have directed my teams to be as forward-leaning as possible in getting the help on the ground and coordinating with our international partners as well.
In the short term, that means pulling people out of collapsed buildings and administering first aid, and then figuring out what's needed next. The U.S. Navy is sending ships to Haiti, including an aircraft carrier. The head of U.S. Southern Command, General Douglas Frazier, said American Marines will be deployed and other units are on alert in case they're needed. During a news conference today, Frazier was asked if reports that upwards of 100,000 people might have died in the earthquake are accurate.
There's been very limited communications. There haven't really been assessment teams that have been out there. A lot of the organizations are just focused on recovering their own people and their own families. So we don't have a good sense of what that equates to right now. So I think there will be significant loss of life, though, but I can't tell you that for certain.
Frazier said the worst thing to do in a situation like this is send in a lot of equipment that might not be needed. That's why getting assessment teams into Haiti is a top priority. Speaking from New York, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes said at least one international rescue team was on the ground.
The Chinese search and rescue team has already arrived at the airport, at least in Port-au-Prince. I believe two U.S. teams will arrive this afternoon and perhaps two more tomorrow, hopefully with heavy equipment as well as experts and dogs and so on. Others are on the way from many countries, including France and Iceland and elsewhere.
Holmes said the help is desperately needed in a situation like this where people are still trapped under rubble and that every hour counts. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
We've compiled a list of aid organizations that are accepting donations for relief in Haiti. You can find that at theworld.org.